Because I want to discuss the mitzvah of lulav zecher l'mikdash. So let's get started maybe by contrasting lulav zecher l'mikdash with another mitzvah zecher l'mikdash. So at the end of Masechet Pesachim, all the Rishonim that discuss the mitzvah of Siyas HaOmer. And the question that the Rishonim are all grappling with is, why is it that there's no bracha of Shehecheyanu when it comes to Siyas HaOmer? So explains the Baal Ma'or, explains the Ran there, that the reason why we don't say Shehecheyanu when it comes to the mitzvah of Siyas HaOmer is because it's only Zecher L'Mikdash. It's only Zecher L'Mikdash, so therefore we're not going to make Shehecheyanu, which is about an exciting thing. In the Lashon Baal Ma'or, he says, and the last line, we're not going to make a Shehecheyanu, we're not excited about fulfilling the mitzvah, because it's just reminding us ourselves of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So it says the Baal Ma'or, no Shehecheyanu on the mitzvah Siyas HaOmer for that reason. Now the problem with this is that when it comes to the mitzvah of lulav, so Mishnah in Maseches Sukkah and Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph teaches that Zecher L'Mikdash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai established that we take lulav kol shiva. Says the Orchos Chaim, if a person in the Hilchos Lulav Os Kafei, not the only Orchos Chaim, like Yosha Lavush, Magen Bram quotes this, if a person for whatever reason didn't make the bracha of Shehecheyanu on the lulav on the first day, then they can make the bracha on all subsequent days and even on the last day. So what's the kasha? What's the question? When it comes to the mitzvah of Siyas HaOmer, it's a zecher l'mikdash, and therefore we don't make a Shehecheyanu in it. When it comes to the mitzvah of lulav kol shiva, b'zman hazeh, it's a zecher l'mikdash, and what all the poskim assume, you can make Shehecheyanu on it. So the question is, what's pshat? Why is it when it comes to the zecher l'mikdash of lulav, you only make you can make Shehecheyanu all 7 days? When it comes to the zecher l'mikdash of Siyas HaOmer, you only can make the bracha the first day. So what do we think?
Oh, even according to the Baal Ma'or, you can make the Shehecheyanu on the first
Pashas,
day.
Pashas, even the Kajin, you're going to ask the Kajin according to the Baal Ma'or, but you'll find meaning. So you're going to talk, so about the Levush. So the Levush holds, why is it that we don't make Shehecheyanu on Siyas HaOmer? So he doesn't say like the Baal Ma'or. He says, we don't say Shehecheyanu on Siyas HaOmer because either you rely on the Shehecheyanu of Shavuos, or because the whole purpose of the counting is for something that's in the future, so you can't make a Shehecheyanu on the first day when you're anticipating something that's going to happen 50 days later. But, okay, but I'm saying within the Baal Ma'or's line of thinking, which is the push-up shot, why we don't say Shehecheyanu on Siyas HaOmer, if you're going to assume like the Baal Ma'or, so why are you allowed to make Shehecheyanu all 7 days on the lulav, if it's also Zecher L'Mikdash?
Say, because lulav isn't purely Zecher L'Mikdash, it is also the...
Yeah, exactly. So meaning what we're going to have to say is that when it comes to the takana of Zecher L'Mikdash, when it comes to lulav, it's a different type of Zecher L'Mikdash than the Zecher L'Mikdash when it comes to Siyas HaOmer. So let's prove this inside. So if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Lulav, Perek Zayin Halachat Hasvav, so the Rambam says, Mishakarev Beis HaMikdash, Hiskinu Shiyah Lulav Nito B'chol Makom, Kol Shivas Miachag Zecher L'Mikdash. So when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they established that the lulav should be taken every single place, all 7 days, Zecher L'Mikdash. Chol Yom V'Yom Mevarech Olav Asher Kiddushan Tzitzavit Sivan on Tilas Lulav. And every single day you make a bracha on Tilas Lulav. Bnei Shehi Mitzvah Medivir Yisofim gets a Mitzvah Medivir Yisofim. Takana Zu Im Kol Takanos Shiz Kenim Yochim Ben Zakai Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Shivna Beis HaMikdash Shechazer Yidvarim L'Yoshan. And this Takana, if all the other Takana is fine, so when the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt, it's going to be restored. According to Rambam, what's the getter of the Mitzvah of Lulav Bezvan Hazeh? What does he call it? It's a mitzvah midivrei sofrim, implying like what Ari said, that meaning that there's a complete mitzvah, there's a complete kiyum of a mitzvah when you take lulav bezman hazeh. Now, to tell you the truth, for the Rambam, it's not even a kasha why it is that we make Siyas the Rambam holds that Siyas HaOmer is as deraisa, so that's not a kasha. I mean, according to the Rambam, Siyas HaOmer is as zeichel mikdash. Okay, then you have another question, why is it that the Rambam holds that you don't make Shehecheyanu if the Rambam holds that Siyas HaOmer is deraisa? So probably it's going to take one of the other reasons that that every Sham give, that either you rely on the Shehecheyanu on Shavuos, you rely on the Shehecheyanu on Pesach, it's not given over to Shehecheyanu because you make Shehecheyanu Kiyum Mitzvahs, you don't make Shehecheyanu Maisim Mitzvahs. Okay, whatever, you come up with a tarot for the Rambam. But you see clearly from the Rambam that Pshat is the Zecher L'Mikdash when it comes to Lulav, is that there's a full mitzvah Medivrei Sofrim. If you assume like this Rambam, so now perhaps we can understand what's Pshat in the Chiluk between Shehecheyanu on lulav kol shiva versus Shehecheyanu on Siyas HaOmer kol shiva. Why? Because Shehecheyanu on lulav kol shiva, there's a complete mitzvah medivrei sofrim to take lulav kol shiva. So therefore, you're allowed to take, say, the bracha of Shehecheyanu kol shiva. Whereas when it comes to Siyas HaOmer, what's Siyas HaOmer? the whole kiyum is just the kiyum of Zeich L'Mikdash. So therefore, you can't make the bracha kol shiva. Or kol, all 49 days, whatever. So, now, if we look in the Gemara Menachos, here's the thing that's complicated, though, because there's a griz, which we're going to disagree with. I mean, Mechilas Kavod Taraso, not that I'm worthy of any, and not that I'm really able to disagree with the griz, but the griz says something very, very, very difficult. So it says the griz, and he points that the Gemara in Menachos Daf Samach Vav Amdal teaches, so Gufa Marbaye, Mitzvah L'mimne Yom, Mitzvah L'mimne Shvue, so there's a mitzvah count days, and mitzvah count weeks when it comes to Sirius Omer. So Shavuot, Rabban v'Rav Ashi, Mani Yone, Mani Shavuot. So Rabban v'Rav Ashi counted days and counted weeks and comes to Sfiyas HaOmer. Meimer, Mani Yone, Lo Mani Shavuot. So a Meimer counted days and didn't count weeks. Omer Zeich L'Mikdashu. A Meimer counted days and didn't count weeks. Why? Zeich L'Mikdashu. Explains the Grizz. Why is it that a Meimer only counted days and didn't count weeks? It's Zeich L'Mikdashu. And the Grizz explains it because when it comes to mitzvahs that are akim of Zeich L'Mikdashu, so it doesn't have to be 100% parallel to the original mitzvah. Meaning, says the Griz, when we fulfill mitzvah Sirus Omer, Zeich L'Mikdash, Pshat is not the fulfilling mitzvah Sirus Omer. It's a kim Zeich L'Mikdash. Meaning, the whole kim of Sirus Omer, Bezman Azeh, explains the Griz, is that it's only kim Zeich L'Mikdash. That being the case, when Chazal established us to do this mitzvah, they didn't establish us to do it the same exact way we did it in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. They changed it up a little bit, and they only made us have to count days, not count weeks. And the Griz says, I'll bring another proof for this, from the mitzvah of Lulav. Explains the Griz, the kiyum of Lulav kol shivas are kiyum only in Zeich L'Mikdash. Why? Because we find that some of the psulim that would passel all 7 days in the Mikdash, b'zman hazeh, we're not knowing all those psulim all 7 days. So for example, Tosis, the very beginning of Lulav HaGazel, so he says, I think, right, the Hadar, whatever, this is a certain psalm we're going to pass all 7 days. And the Griz says, okay, well, we're not noeg like that, Bezman Azai. We're noeg to be makel. Even, so it must be that our mitzvah, Lulav Zeich L'Mikdash, is only begetter Zeich L'Mikdash. It's not a full kiyum of mitzvah Lulav, because it's a full kiyum of mitzvah Lulav like they did in the base of Mikdash. So then we would apply all the psalm called Shiva, Bezman Azai. That's what the Griz says. So what's the difficulty of this, Griz? What's the difficulty?
Say it's a separate mitzvah. It's not necessarily just a
Zeich L'Mikdash. Exactly, because meaning, why then you're making Shechiyon Kol Shiva? I mean, according to the Griz, like, this clearly seems to be a difference between Sfiyas Omer and Lulav. So why is the Griz assuming that both Lulav and Sfiyas Omer are considered to be a kiyum of Zeich L'Mikdash only? It's very difficult, Griz. So perhaps what we're going to have to do is to understand the kiyum of Zeich L'Mikdash when it comes to Kol Torah Kula. Meaning, okay, let's take a step back. So which mitzvahs are Zeich L'Mikdash? What mitzvahs do we have? There's only four of them. Let's see if you can guess them.
Lulav and Sfiyas Omer we have.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
So there's two more.
Let's see if he gets the other two. Only two more.
This is Shaka?
Yeah, the B'zman Azai. What mitzvahs do we do B'zman Azai Zeich L'Mikdash? You do it, little Seder?
Oh, Maror.
Lots of Maror.
Corn-based.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. The Karech, right? The Karech we did Zeich L'Mikdash. Good.
I think I'm asking
it. Good. Okay, that's one. What else? What's the other one? Another, what?
Is that a mitzvah?
Well, it's Zeich L'Mikdash. It's Zeich L'Mikdash. I mean, we say in the paragraph, Kacha Yehil Osa Zeich L'Mikdash.
Okay, what's... more like just like,
Okay, put this aside. The word Zeich L'Mikdash appears in the Rambam 3 times, I think. So, that's one of the things. Okay, what's the other place? The Rambam mentioned Zeich L'Mikdash. It's another thing we do on Sukkot. Another thing we do on Sukkot, Zeich L'Mikdash.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. The Rava that we do on, the Rava we do in Hoshana Rava, that's Zeich L'Mikdash. So well, let's see if we can be mechalik between the Zeich L'Mikdash of Lulav versus the Zeich L'Mikdash of the Karach that we do on Leil HaSeder and the Zeich L'Mikdash of the Arava that we do on Hoshana Rabbah. So if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav Perek Zayin Halacha Chav Beis, so the Rambam says, Ketzad Yosin. So what would they do? Mevin Osa Me'avishavis L'Mikdash M'nichon Osa B'gigios Shazav K'dei Shal Yich Mishua Alin.
So he's describing the whole Rava ceremony.
So why is it that we only do the ceremony of the Rava on the seventh day? Because it's not written explicitly in the Torah. So we only do it Zeichel Mikdash on the seventh day. So according to Rambam, you take the Rava, you bang it on the ground, on the Kli, many times, below bracha, without a bracha. Why? Shadar zem minag nevimhu. According to Rambam, why is it that you don't make a bracha on the arava? Because it's a minag nevim. So what's pshat? What's according to Rambam? What's the difference between arava and?
Is he saying the original one was a minag nevim though?
No, because meaning
it was never
it was halacha moshe misi. No, I mean the Gemara says explicitly that the Arava is minag nevim, and that's what the Gemara is machaktim yisad nevim minag nevim. That's halachah moshe yisin. I mean, there's halachah moshe yisin that we did Arava.
But the original Arava in the Mikdash,
yeah,
that was minag nevim.
It's halachah moshe yisin. Yeah.
But was it made with a bracha?
Why is it made with a bracha? I don't think so. No, I mean, I don't know. That's a good question. Meaning,
so I'm saying like. And can you say learn out from then that this Eichel Mikdash never bracha?
If you're saying that maybe it's different to begin with, maybe if it never had a bracha to begin with. Yeah, it's a good question, because the Rishonim, some of them say, because the Rishonim all grappling with which minhag get brachas, which minhag don't get brachas. So according to Ben Tam, we make a bracha on Halo on Rosh Chodesh. So why is Halo the minhag of making Halo on Rosh Chodesh get bracha, whereas the minhag of Chibud of Rava not get a bracha? Explains it being time, because when you read how on Rosh Chodesh, like that's like a kim of Kriyas Pesukim, that's like similar to Kriyas Torah, whereas when you bang it around on the ground, like you're not doing much. Since you're not doing much, then it's not something that warrants or gets a bracha. So it says it being time. So yeah, I don't know, it's a good question. I'm not sure. Because I mean, the Gemara Stuck in Def Nun Daud says that Arava is Yisod Nevim, it goes back the whole Yisod Nevim, Minag Nevim. So I'm not, yeah. It's a good point. Okay, it's a good point, but my point being is that clearly though you see that this Zeichel Mikdash is different than the Zeichel Mikdash of Lulav. I mean, even the Lulav is also Zeichel Mikdash Kol Shiva, but the Lulav Zeichel Mikdash Kol Shiva is also a mitzvah of Divrei Sofrim of taking the Lulav. So when they established we take the Lulav Zeichel Mikdash, they didn't only establish it as a kiyum Zeichel Mikdash, meaning it's also a kiyum of Lulav Kol Shiva. And there's still a separate chalois kim of mitzvah lulav, so therefore you make a bracha on it every day. It's not just a kim of zeichel mikdash. Okay, now we also, the other zeichel mikdash we find in the Rambam is by Korech. So if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Per Kasalach Ches, so it says the Rambam, V'zman hazeh she'en sham korban, achar shemvarach mozi lechem chos mevarach alchilas matzah, u'metavel matzah b'charosis ha'ochal, u'chos mevarach alchilas mar, u'metavel mar b'charosis ha'ochal, so Rambam describes Charosis as it's a mitzvah with Divrei Sofrim. V'chozer v'korach matzah maru metav v'charosis v'ochem bel bracha zeichel mikdash. Then you take the korach matzah maru, you dip them into the Charosis and eat them without a bracha zeichel mikdash. Now it explains the Bein Menoch there, why is it that you don't make a bracha on it? Because it's just a zeichel ba'alma. It's just a zeichel ba'alma, and therefore you don't make a bracha. So what's pshat? According to Rabbeinu Menoach, since it's just a Zeichel Ba'alma, it's just a Kim Zeichel Mikdash, then you're not going to make a bracha. So what emerges? According to this, the Rambam holds that the Zeichel Mikdash Kim of Lulav, that's a Kim in Mitzvah Lulav, in addition to being a Zeichel Mikdash, whereas the whole entire Kim of Korech, according to Rabbeinu Menoach, according to the pshat that we want to say, that's why the Rambam holds that you're not making a bracha, is because it's just a Kim Zeichel Mikdash. So meaning, there's two different types of kiyumim. Some kiyumim is Zeichel Mikdash, only kiyumim Zeichel Mikdash, whereas others are also established as a complete cholos mitzvah. Now, the kasha you're going to say then is for Rabbeinu Menoach, is why is he going to say about Tzias Omer? Meaning, because Tzias Omer, on one hand, it gets a bracha. Meaning, according to Rabbeinu Menoach, why is it that we don't make a separate bracha on Korech? Why isn't there any bracha al achilas Korech? So Rabbeinu Menoach explains, because it's just a Zeichel Ba'alma. So what about Tzias Omer? I mean, why is it that there's a bracha in Tzias Omer? Make a bracha every single night. If it's just a Zeichel Ba'alma, so you shouldn't make a bracha.
Menorah holders like three shitas.
Yeah. You hear the kasha?
Isn't it more pasha to say there's no bracha because you just made a bracha?
Yeah, that's more pasha, but that's not what Rabbi Menorah says.
Yeah, why is
this?
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I'm just confused why he, like...
Why, no, you push up, the man, he way, Lavi Shem say, oh, there's no bracha because he just made a bracha on Matzah, he just made a bracha on Moir, so he didn't even make another bracha.
Right.
But Rabbi Menorah is saying, oh, the reason why you're not making bracha is because you don't make a bracha on things that Zechel and Mikdash. So the kasha is... You know, I'm not sure. You still have to explain. For even forget that. Like, let's assume you're not making brachas in Zechel Mikdash. So what's the difference between... So we essentially have three categories. In Lulav, you make Shechianu, and you make a Birchas Mitzvah. In Sias Omer, according to Balmor, you make a Birchas Mitzvah, but you don't make Shechianu because it's only Zechel Mikdash. And then for mitzvahs like Korech and mitzvahs like Arava, you're not making any brachas. No Shechianu, no Birchas Mitzvah. So why? What's the difference between these different mitzvahs? What do you think?
I want to say that maybe you can say there's three shitas.
Yeah.
There's like a fully ingrained seichel mikdash altakim mitzvah. There's a no ingrained that would be lulav. Then there would be like the kairich, which is like just a seichel mikdash ba'alma. And then there's like a quasi in between where it's like kind of mitzvah but not full on.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, you're probably going to say that. I mean, some things are like. The whole entire Chalois Kimav is just a Kim Zecher Mikdash. And if that's the case, it's just a Zecher Ba'alma. You're not doing anything. You know, that also could be what Rabbi Menorah is saying. I mean, the whole point is that when it comes to Korech, you ate your matzah, where are you being Mekayim at that point? So then it's just a Zecher Ba'alma. So Mamela, once it's just a Zecher Ba'alma, you're not going to make a bracha on it. Whereas when it comes to Sias Omer, well, you are doing something because you're counting. So therefore, since you're counting, then you're going to be able to make a bracha on that. Yeah, so you're probably going to say something along those lines. Okay. So, if we're just going to point out that Rabbeinu Yerucham, he says this pretty explicitly. So if you look at Rabbeinu Yerucham, he says, Tos Adam V'chava Nesiv Hei Chilik Dalet. Vizman Ezeh Anu Sof Mishu Zeh L'Mikdash. So first of all, he's a very fascinating shita about Sias Omer. So he says, Vizman Ezeh Anu Sof Mishu Zeh L'Mikdash. So we count weeks Zeichel Mikdash. According to Rabbi Yerucham, he's mechalik between counting days and counting weeks. So counting weeks b'zman is a Zeichel Mikdash, whereas counting days is a chiv daraisa. So he says, "Udavashu Zeichel Mikdash levad im v'achin alav." Means you have a krich lo pesach rav d'zayin shel sukkos. So he says, when something is only a kim Zeichel Mikdash, you don't make a bracha on it. The same way you don't make a bracha of korech or an arava. That's what he says. This amount of weeks because it's not an actual sfirah. If we'd actually count properly as the din zvana omer, then the bracha would go back even on sfirah shuos. Inside Bai said there's a mitzvah count days and mitzvah count weeks. Rod silomar yodmi mina Torah. The meimer money yomim v'lo money shuwe. Amar zechel mikdashu. So Abaye said, count days, that's from Simeon Torah. Amimur said, count days, don't count weeks. That's a Zechel Mikdash, Pirash. Sirius HaShuas, in El Zechel Mikdash, Yekakalei Mnei Shuas, in Bracha. Has Hayam. V'ain Lefarish Shneim, Zechel Mikdash, in Kamar Mone Mnei Shuas. So essentially, Ben Yerucham proves that counting days is Sirius Omer, that's a Kim Deraisa. Counting weeks is a Zechel Mikdash. Now, just, I guess, before we explain the Shita, what's the chat there? Why is counting days Deraisa, counting weeks, only a Zechel Mikdash? So the Arsameach says, because Pshat is that when we count Sias Omer, we're counting Sias Omer for two different purposes. Meaning we're counting, it comes to the Yantav Shavuos, there's the one-day holiday, which is the day of Issim Malacha, and there's a week-long holiday in Beis HaMikdash, so you can bring all your Kabbarns of Shavuos. So once there's no Beis HaMikdash, so the whole Korban Chagiga, the whole Korban Riel, Dashum, so that's not Nogaya, so therefore counting weeks is only going to be Zeichel HaMikdash. But when it comes to counting days, well, for sure, according to almost everyone, the din daraisa of Shavuos, the one day yantif of Shavuos, where there's going to be an issim malacha, that's still no eggs. Therefore, the mitzvah daraisa of counting siras yamim according to Rabbeinu Yerucham is full force nowadays.
Okay, we have more simcha now in the 7 days. No tachna.
Exactly. That's a big machlokes in Yishanim. Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. But what's what merges according to Rabbeinu Yerucham? Do you make brachas in Zeichel Mikdash? When you're Rabbeinu Yerucham, you don't make a bracha Zeichel Mikdash, and that's why he holds you don't make a bracha on Korach, you don't make a bracha on Arava. So you're going to ask me a kasha about Lulav, Kol Sheva. What's your Rabbeinu Yerucham going to say about Lulav, Kol Sheva?
It's not just
Zeichel
Mikdash.
Yeah, so exactly. I mean, you still probably have to say that it's not just the Kima Zeichel Mikdash, because if it was, then you won't be able to make a bracha on it. So, just some other rayas to this is so. If you look in Tosis and Megillah, so Tosis and Megillah is bothered with the following question. So, he says, after we say Sfiras Omer, what do we do? What do we do after we say Sfiras Omer? What do we say?
Yata.
Yeah, good. About the fact that the Beis Hamikdash should be rebuilt. So Tosis is bothered for Kasha. Why is it that we only do that after Sfiras Omer? Why not after Shofar and Lulav? So just a Ha'ara, I guess, just a tangential Ha'ara. Very fascinating that Tosis entertains the fact that maybe we should say Yiratzin, that the Beis Hamikdash should be rebuilt after blowing Shofar. Why would Tosis say that? Because you see, according to Tosis, that the main kiyum of Mitzvah Shofar is the Shofar that they blew in the Beis Hamikdash. Just a Ha'ara. But leaving that aside, so what's Pshat Tosis? Why does Tosis think that? So Tosis is Bavid for Kasha. No, Sfiras Omer, we're doing Zeichel and Mikdash, and we say Yiratzin afterwards. When it comes to Mitzvah Zuluv, it's a Zeichel and Mikdash. We're not saying any Yiratzin afterwards. So why not? What's the difference between two? So it says Tosis, find a time Lefish, Ena El Askar, Atta, Bin, Bissam, Mikdash, El Shofar, Luluv, Yishasir. So Tosis explains, it comes to Sfiras Omer, the entire purpose of Sfiras Omer is Haskara for the Bin, Bissam, Mikdash. But when it comes to Shofar and Lulav, Yeshasiya, meaning that we're still doing a Maisim. Meaning, the point being is when it comes to Shofar and Lulav, we're still being Mekandim as Mitzvahs. Whereas when it comes to Sfiras Omer, the entire Kim of Sfiras Omer is just a Kim in Zechel and Mikdash, so therefore you're going to say the Yiratzin afterwards. Whereas when it comes to the Mitzvah of Lulav, its entire Kim is not just one of Zechel and Mikdash, so therefore you're not going to say the Yiratzin afterwards. That's Pashup Pshat, where you're going to say, or perhaps you could say, Kornatosis and Shibolek, it says something along these lines. He says that, why is it that there's no Yiratzin after Lulav? Because, well, once the first day is Daraisa, you're not going to say Yiratzin after that, because there's still been Daraisa, so you're not going to say the other days. Again, the question is, even according to everyone, it's still separate. Meaning, in the base of Mikdash, there's a whole kasha, everyone's doing, let's say, Bezvan Nabayas. A person took the lulav of Begvulin. So, and you show up in the Beis Hamikdash the first day. Do you have to take the lulav again? Or did you pater Yechiv with the original Lekicha you did in the morning? I mean, it could be, in the Beis Hamikdash, regardless, there's a separate kiyum, a separate Chiyuv of taking the lulav of Kol Sheva. But, okay, so that's all separate.
Is it really a Chiyuv? Or is
it the Kol Sheva? No, so for sure everyone agrees Kol Sheva. If you're in the Beis Hamikdash, Kol Sheva, there's a Chiyuv.
Yeah,
for sure. I mean, the smachim finish and kaif and shiv yom is a chiyuv. The question is, how long is that chiyuv for? Meaning, is that chiyuv all day, or is that 1 second? I mean, I guess. Sorry, now everyone gives a chiyuv is 1 second. Actually, your Viruchim Shapiro has a whole very interesting crap. He says that he thinks that nanum are active in the base of mikdash because, as he said yesterday, the whole kiyum of nanum is in smachim finish and kaif and shiv yom. So it says the Yerucham official parallel in the Beis Hamikdash, since the Torah is magged the mitzvah of lulav as one of some achdom of Hashem and Keichem, so therefore you have to do na'anuim in the Beis Hamikdash. If you don't do na'anuim, then not yotze the mitzvah. That's what he says. Quite a chiddush. Yeah. Okay, so Tosos holds clearly that lulav, it's not just the Kim Zechel Mikdash, like Sfiras Omer. And the other two Gemaras that indicate this. So there's a Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Mem Daled. So the Gemara says that why is it that we do Lulav Kol Sheva, and why is it that when it comes to a Rava, we don't do Kol Sheva? So it says the Gemara, Al Merzvid, Bishad Rava, Lulav Isa Ekamina Torah Begvulin Avdin Le Yeshiva Zeichel Mikdash. So Lulav, that has an Ekamina Torah, so outside the base of Mikdash, we do it all 7 days Zeichel Mikdash. Rava, the Leisla Ikamina Torah, Begvun Lavdina and Shiva Zechel Mikdash. A Rava that doesn't have an Ikamina Torah, it's not mentioned anywhere in the Torah, we don't do all 70 Zechel Mikdash. So, what do you see from here? What do you see from this Gemara? That the Zechel Mikdash of Lulav is different than the Zechel Mikdash of Rava, because the Zechel Mikdash of the Lulav, we do all 7 days. Meaning, we're makbit to take the Lulav called Shiva, and that's a different kim of Zechel Mikdash than the Zechel Mikdash of the Rava. And likewise, if you look in the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Mem Vav and Aleph, so the Gemara brings a whole machlokes, what bracha are we supposed to say on the lulav? So it's interesting, the Yishami spells that a little bit more. The Yishami presents a whole machlokes, what bracha is supposed to be recited on mitzvahs lulav, kol shiva zeichel mikdash? Do you make the bracha on mitzvahs lulav, which is what we do? Or do you make the bracha al mitzvahs zekenim? Meaning, ashek yishom sovet sivan al mitzvahs zekenim. So what's pshat that machlokas? Meaning, according to the shita, assumes that you make the bracha al mitzvahs zekenim, what are they holding? Exactly. The whole kiyum of luav is just a kiyum zeich lemikdash. But according to us, that we make the bracha al mitzvahs luav, then... Exactly, I mean, it's still a kiyum of mitzvahs luav. So, I mean, the point is, right, we see from the nusach of bracha as well, that the point is that the zeichel mikdash of luav is not just a kiyum in zeichel mikdash, it's also a kiyum of mitzvahs luav as well. So, with all of this now, we can answer up a question, a suffix that Moshe Feinstein had. So, Moshe Feinstein wasn't sure. So, according to the Bikuri Yaakov, it's a whole Shailam poskim, and I've heard about this chum. Oh, you guys are at the Kotel, so maybe you guys saw people do this. When you show up to the Kosa Maravi, you have to on Chol Moed, you have to take luv again. What's the suffix? Because if you assume that there's a mitzvah deraisa of taking the luv in the Beis Hamikdash Kol Shiva, and you took your luv in Beit Shemesh early that morning, so that's a din derabanan. You're mekayim mitzvah derabanan. If you assume there's a chiv deraisa to take your luv Kol Shiva in the Beis Hamikdash, and according to the Rambam Perashat Mishnayos, he says that it doesn't even call mikdash; it just means all of Yerushalayim. You have a chiv of taking luv Kol Shiva. So do you have a chiyuv now to take the lulav again?
Well, I think I've seen some do that.
You know, if you want to pause the recording thing.
Yeah. You want me to pause it?
Yeah, one thing.
Why?
I'll tell them I said
after. Okay, fine.
I'll just tag in some
dudes. Yeah, tell them I said after. It's because of us. I'm not holding enough of pausing the recording, restarting it, and figuring out. But okay, so Rav Moshe wasn't sure. According to the shitas, according to the Bikuri Yaakov, and it's in the Gedolei Poskim who actually are machmir for this. According to the Bikuri Yaakov, those who assume they have to take luv again. So what would happen if on day one a person showed up to the Beis Hamikdash, I mean showed up to the Kosel and took luv? Would they have to take it again outside? Meaning, because the kasha is, do you have a separate chiyuv? Meaning, if you assume that Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai, the question is like this: if Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai establish a separate tikkun to take the lulav of Kol Shiva Zeichel Mikdash, so if you fulfill your mitzvah deraisa at the Kosel, you assume that's a full kiyum deraisa, so it could be you didn't fulfill the mitzvah derabanan of taking the lulav of Kol Shiva Zeichel Mikdash. That's a Moshe suffix. So I think based on everything we just said, I'm saying if you're going to assume like this chumra, and there's a kiyum deraisa of taking the lulav Bezman is that at the Kosel. So then to fulfill the takana of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai to take the luv Kol Shiva Zeich LeMikdash, so the person would be obligated to take the luv a second time outside the Beis HaMikdash. I think that's how it would come out.
So like if you're in Yerushalayim on the first day, you should like leave Yerushalayim and make a bracha.
No, I mean, you know, for sure, the first day for sure everywhere is deraisa. So the question is, the question is whether you'd have to fulfill the mitzvah. Meaning, do you have a separate chiyuv on day one to fulfill the mitzvah zeich lemikdash?
That's what I'm saying. So, like, if you've already filled midaraisa, so then you have to go out
to fulfill. Yeah, to fulfill the separate chiyuv midarabanan.
To leave Yerushalayim according to the
Rambam. Yeah. I mean, Moshe wasn't sure whether you have to according to the Rambam. Should a person dafka make sure to leave the kosel, take the lulav a second time because it didn't kind of.
Wait, so where do we pass
from the Kuhl? Look, what am I supposed to make? They're not into it. I mean, it's Batayas Chumra to take the... Pashtus, Luv Kol Shiva Zeich. Meaning, first of all, I mean, it could be you're close enough to the Kosel. I mean, if you assume that the Mitzvah Daraisa is Kol Shiva in Yerushalayim, so you're Mekayim it probably, or you were.
But the thing says in the old city.
Yeah, meaning, wherever it is. I'm saying, you're 100 feet away from the Kosel. Meaning... And if the mitzvah is only in the Makom HaMikdash, probably the Kosel is not Makom HaMikdash anyway. So, meaning, you guys are probably Mekayim, I don't think the Minog is to be Mekayim.
A lot of guys come back to the Kosel during Chol Moed for different reasons because of, it's like a shita that Aliyah Regal is, if you can see the Makom
HaMikdash. Well, yeah, that's a separate deal about whatever Aliyah, that's a whole separate deal. Yeah, and there's a lot of Raya's in postkim about, and the Gemara talks about Lila Regal Bazan Zayf, there's like Kim of a Lila Regal Bazan Zayf about Beis HaMikdash. Yeah, that's a whole machlokes, and it's all Dian and Rishon Mechonim. But okay, it's a separate discussion. Yeah, okay, so I guess what emerges is that there's mitzvahs that we do Zayf HaMikdash, and every single mitzvah we do Zayf HaMikdash, you just have to analyze whether the Kim is just one Zayf HaMikdash or there's an additional Kim as well with that mitzvah. Okay. You want to tell us your story after recording?